And this is the real kicker. For the first time ever, the manuals we have that allow us to diagnose these things, called the DSM, we now have the objective diagnostic criteria for physical withdrawal from cannabis. So people are, and have been for the last 4 years, I watched it firsthand at the hospital daily, becoming physically dependent on this, which never would have happened 10 years ago. That would have been a joke 10 years ago.
What about the argument from the pro lobby saying, oh, you've got to treat this as it's a health issue rather than a criminal issue? What say you?
Oh, I completely and totally agree. I'd love to sit with him at the table and help him sketch that out. And no, you should treat it as a health issue. Absolutely. So the way that you treat this as a health issue in this instance is you very, very carefully consider the data we have on the harm that this is doing inside of brains and bodies, as well as the benefits around, both societally, medically, et cetera. And then we build a way to implement something that betters the health effects of the real biggest health effect is mental illness, particularly psychosis, so schizophrenia.
Yeah, but so is legalizing this the way to treat it as a health issue? You legalize it, then you get more use, you get more problems, don't you?
Yeah, it's the opposite of treating it like a health issue. This is treating it like a commodity. Treating it like a health issue is, okay, stop letting the people who are going to make all the money selling this tell us what the deal is. Let us set up commissions and build this and establish a way to do this right. You guys who are selling this, you have no say in this. This is going to be the doctors and the psychiatrists and the social science people.
All right, Ben, thank you very much for coming on the program. Nice to talk to you and welcome to the country. Appreciate it. That is Ben Court, advocate for marijuana policy. News Talk ZB, it is now 4:17.
Are you ready for the new generation of SUV? The Volkswagen Touareg is here now.
Alpine Spa's price smashes on now with over 25% off selected American-made spa pools. Hot deals from as low as $4,995, plus an incredible 50% off saltwater systems. Only at Alpine Spa's, 9 Sylvia Park Road, Mount Wellington.
Whoa, it's a bite. It's a big bite. Almost as big as the bite I got on my business through Barker Business Brokers. There you go. Oh, that'll go well on the barbecue tonight without fear of phone calls or urgent emails now that I've sold my business through Barker Business Brokers. I was sending myself spare with stress. Now I'm sending myself to the fridge for a cold one and a far more relaxed lifestyle. If you're thinking about selling your business, barkerbusiness.co.nz might be just the thing you need.
Licensed REAA 2008.
Hot sand and ice cream melting down your hand.
It's summer in New Zealand.
But when it's scorching hot outside, you want it cool and refreshing inside.
Daikin Cool.
Enjoy the wave of cool Daikin air that hits you when you walk through the door.
There's efficiency, then there's Daikin efficiency. There's quietness, then there's Daikin quietness.
The quietness, efficiency and quality you only get from Daikin, the world leading heat pump company. Kiwis trust Daikin to keep cool all summer long.
Luxury furniture design store Cavett & Co. are celebrating the launch of their new look with new brands and new stock in store. There's a 15% discount on floor stock and forward orders, plus end-of-line items are discounted by up to 60%. Fabulous new brands and existing ones. Baker, Ralph Lauren Home, Kelly Westler, Maguire, Baxter and more. Cavett & Co. promotion on now until Saturday 16 March. Some exclusions apply. Visit CavettCo.com.
Next Friday is World Water Day, so pledge to help protect our waterways and you could win $10,000. For example, you could plant some trees, donate some trees, or pledge to put nothing but rain down the drain. To enter, post a photo of your pledge in action on Facebook or Instagram with the hashtag TheVisionIsClear. T's and C's apply. And for more pledge ideas, check out thevisionisclear.co.nz. Powered by Dairy NZ.
Support your baby's developing immune system with Radiance Probiotics Baby Drops. Buy two and save 25% only at Health 2000, where caring comes naturally. Read label, take as directed, Pharmacare Auckland.
My family feels better with Health 2000.
News Talk ZB, it is now 4:19. Corey says it's not compulsory to use high THC cannabis, just as it's not compulsory to drink whiskey under prohibition. Nobody can choose the potency. That is totally in the hands of the dealers. This guy is not telling the full story. When are you going to get some balance? Oh, God. you should Google his name, Ben Court, and have a look at his credentials. How did that one get through, Laura? We're going to have to, you know, monitor these things a bit carefully. I see there's some other nutter that's going off his head. I think he's not listening to the right station, actually, but never mind. The cricket, Ross Taylor, he's brought up his 18th test century as the Black Caps charge into a commanding position on day four of the second test against Bangladesh. He's currently on, don't catch that, he's currently on 196, Ross Taylor. So his 18th test century, he surpassed his late mentor Martin Crowe. He has 30 test 50s as well. ODIs, 20 hundreds, 47 50s. What a fabulous cricketer Ross Taylor is. Right at the top, one of the best cricketers we've actually produced in this country. Right up there. And he's still got a few more years left in him yet. I think he's critical going into the World Cup in England in a few months' time. And if he fires, I mean, he's not the only one, obviously, but if Taylor fires, the Black Caps are a chance. Tremendous, just a tremendous, wonderful cricketer. And he's still on 196. Kent John's Radio Sport Breakfast host is with us to talk about that and other matters in a moment.
News Talk ZB Auckland. Time saver traffic.
Metrix, beautiful European bathroom brands for your next renovation. Now, the Southwestern is quite busy northbound at Nelson, but southbound there's a breakdown, partly blocking the left lane on the link to the southern. That queue's getting long. The southern is busy through there, Manukau to Takanini, and also citybound Mount Wellington to Green Lane. The northern, a breakdown clear of lanes after Sunny Nook. It is busy both ways from Northcote. A Metrix showroom on the Strand at Parnell.
The barbecue bandit has arrived with juicy beef, bacon, crispy onion rings, mayo, and smoky barbecue sauce, all stacked up in a sesame seed bun. Fall in love with the barbecue bandit at McDonald's. T's and C's apply.
Hey, love, are we still on for brunch on Saturday?
No thanks. It's GST time. I'll be at home with a stack of receipts and a calculator.
Wait,
I
what the...
can't wait. Doing my GST will probably take all weekend. Yay! So excited.
Things you don't say. When you're with SBA, do what you love. Leave the accounting to SBA. Small business accounting. Inquire with your local SBA at sba.co.nz.
I wish it was GST time all the time.
Well, it hasn't been too long since I sold my business through Barker Business Brokers, but already I'm feeling so much more relaxed. More time with the grandchildren, on the golf course, more fishing. Oh, it's been superb. Just not having to think about work anymore. I don't know why I didn't do it earlier. Barker Business Brokers made it easy. They found a new owner for my business and got top dollar and a stress-free lifestyle. Think about it. Then go to barkerbusiness.co.nz. Might be just the thing you need.
Licensed REAA 2008.
It's a new frontier in kitchen space. The Blum Space Tower can triple the space in your pantry. This month, order your new Kitchen Mania kitchen and the Blum Space Tower is free. Triple the space in your pantry, free. Another space-age solution from Kitchen Mania. In Mount Wellington, on the shore at Shakespeare Road, Milford, and at kitchenmania.co.nz.
We're crazy about kitchens.
The Artful Trader podcast is back. Hear the highs and lows from the trading experts and discover their journeys to mastering the art of the financial markets. Subscribe on your favourite podcast app today or listen at theartfultraderpodcast.com.
Critical conversation on your drive home. It's Larry Williams Drive on News Talk ZB.
Now, Kent Johns, Radio Sport Breakfast Host, is with us. Hi, Kent.
Afternoon, Larry.
All right, so the cricket at the Basin and New Zealand, what are they, about 406 or 7 or whatever for four. So we've got one day tomorrow. They're still in with a chance of winning this test, I think.
Yeah, this is all on. I mean, we lost the first 2 days to rain. Day three was impaired as well late in the day, but the Black Caps did enough to bowl out Bangladesh yesterday, Larry, for not very many runs. And as you say, 406 for four. De Gronholm's wafting at everything because he knows he has got a free licence to score very quickly. He
there. Obviously, they'll wait for Ross Taylor to get the double 100. He's on 197. They'll get the lead up over 200. That might give them the best part of 15 overs tonight, perhaps 15, 18 overs to look to knock over Bangladesh. They have a very weak tail, Larry. So if the Black Caps can pick up two wickets, two or three tonight, two or three in the morning, I actually think they'll roll them and get the test match over and done with inside of 3 days, which would be quite extraordinary, given the weather on days one and two.
And that pitch is still green, isn't it? But, you know, Taylor, he's on 197. Hopefully he gets to 200. What a wonderful cricketer, eh, Kent? I mean, he's one of the best we've produced. No question about that.
No question about it. This will be 1800s. There's not very many that have scored as many double hundreds as him. He's probably on the pecking order just behind Williamson and Martin Crowe for our best ever player.
Yeah, well, he scored 18. He brought his 18th century up. So if he gets a double one, does that count as another one? I'm not sure how that works.
No, it doesn't. It counts as a double hundred.
Double hundred, yeah, okay. but, yeah, he's just great. Anyway, the good, the great, and the ugly of the weekend's rugby. What did you see in the Super Rugby?
Well, I think the Crusaders were very good. Again, Larry, your team, I mean, geez, we were asking former players.
Mate, Kent, my team's actually the Blues, has been for about 30 years, but never mind, but I can switch.
So you turned your back on
well, I've been living up here for 30 years.
When did you turn your back on them?
Well, I've been living up here for 30 years, you know, of course I support the Blues, why wouldn't I? Yeah.
Well, isn't that remiss of me not to realise that here? I was thinking you're a one-eyed man.
No. I enjoy the Crusaders, but, you know, I'm back in the Blues at the moment. Anyway, carry on.
Well, I was about to say, we spoke to some ex-All Blacks this morning who couldn't even tell us how the hell is it that you beat these guys. It's become the ultimate question. I think there's, 19 games in a row, Larry, stretching back to last season. No one can beat them, and the Chiefs sure as heck were not going to do that, and more on them in just a moment. So my very good team from the weekend, the Crusaders, they plugged in a whole lot of new guys. They tinkered a little bit. They still won easy. The great for me could well be this coming weekend in the Six Nations. Wins to Wales, England and Ireland over the weekend, and there's a clear split in the Six Nations. You've got those three teams way out in front. France, Scotland and Italy are the also-rans. A Welsh win next week, I think, would be the third Grand Slam for Warren Gatland as coach of Wales. If they beat Ireland, they win the Six Nations because they would have gone through undefeated. However, if Wales get beaten by Ireland, Ireland could yet pick up the championship, Larry, but they would need Scotland to beat England. The top three teams are only separated by two bonus points, but it's looking good for Wales, I think. A win next week and they get the job done. And as for the ugly, my goodness, how bad were the Chiefs over the weekend and losing to the Crusaders? They're averaging losing by 21 points per weekend.
Yeah, I know that.
The potential is negative 84. I mean, for goodness sake, that's just terrible for a New Zealand side to be that bad this early in the season.
Yes, but you said it from the outset. I mean, the Crusaders are a fabulous team and I don't think anybody's going to beat them right now.
No, but you tack on that heavy defeat. The Chiefs coughed up 50-odd points, Larry, to what they've already given up. I mean, geez, it wasn't that long ago we were bragging about how great the New Zealand teams were, and now you look at the Chiefs and you think, man, you can make a very good case to say right now they are the worst team in the competition. The points table says so. The fact they can't win a game says so. Plus, their points differential's been horrendous. They have a game against the Hurricanes on the weekend. Then they go to play the Bulls in South Africa, best team in South Africa. Then they have to go and play the Jaguars in Buenos Aires. They're used to beating New Zealand teams now, Larry. The Chiefs could come back from that trip 0-7.
Okay, and the Blues, I thought that was an interesting win, so they're on the board, which is good. And anyway, Taylor's just got his third test double 100, which is pretty good, pretty neat, eh?
Yeah, the Basin's has given up a hell of a lot of centuries in the last few years, Larry. Expect two or three centuries per game on that wicket. It didn't look likely after what we saw yesterday, 12 wickets, but Williamson was superb. Henry Nicholls was great again, and Taylor's been the best of all of them. Look for a declaration soon in the Black Caps to take two or three wickets tonight. That's what they'll be hoping for.
Thank you, Kent. That is Kent Johns, Radio Sport Breakfast host. With Raylene in the news in a couple of months' time, an investigation has been launched into inappropriate actions of a number of off-duty police officers.
Hello, financial officers. It's the second week of the month. You're probably not thinking too much about your monthly account. Oh, look out! The GM's now demanding his latest fandangled financial report with all the bells and whistles within the hour. Panic! Financial reports take hours. If only you had MoneyWorks. With MoneyWorks, reports take minutes thanks to the super-friendly and flexible reporting engine. Everything is on hand, right where you need it. Discover more about MoneyWorks accounting software at moneyworks.net.nz.
Tim here. At Varco's, after 40 years and thousands of air conditioners, we've pretty much heard every question. Like,
which heat pump is best for my place?
Well, it's horses for courses. Different environments need different options. But the good news is, at Varco's, we sell leading brands like Panasonic, Mitsubishi Electric, Daikin and Fujitsu. So whatever you need, we've pretty much got you covered. At Varco Air Conditioning and Heat Pumps, if you've got questions, we've got answers.
Oh, 8000 88 88 88.
Hey, love, are we still on for brunch on Saturday?
No, thanks. It's